This was no typical Tuesday. Christopher looked forward to the evening when his younger sisters would participate in their first ballet recital. At 5 years old, the twins were more apt to trip on their tutus than twirl in them. But the imagined sparkly, gurgling sound of their laughter and bright, innocent eyes already put a smile on his face. Hiking the strap of his backpack higher on his shoulder, Christopher made his way to school. Enjoying the cool, crisp air that wasn't quite autumn and wasn't quite winter. When he reached the Scroll Work Bridge, it didn't cross his mind to look for bridge trolls, and he strolled over its threshold with a sure and even step. His best friend Zarya would be coming later, escorted by Philippe. The thought of them turned his mood wistful. Christopher wished he, too, could find someone special, but he didn't let it bother him long. He might not have found the one, but he was having fun looking. Shaking off the lingering melancholy, he turned his attention to the social dance this Friday. He hoped to coerce Henrik into joining him, so that the two of them could flirt and dance with girls from the International Dance Club. This weekend, they'd continue their salsa lessons at the community center, and while Christopher enjoyed the spectacle, Henrik generally shied away. The Stag Lord needed to get over Zarya. It'd been a year, and she and Philippe were stronger than ever. Soon, everyone would be graduating and matriculating to universities, and if Henrik didn't shake himself out of his funk, he'd miss his chance with other equally pretty and nice girls. Gazing about at the city around him, Christopher zeroed in on the unwelcome sight of a tall, lanky figure standing at the far end of the bridge.
"Oh, come on now," he whined. "I don't want to be kidnapped again. I've got plans this weekend. Good plans. Great plans, even."
The river troll cocked his head inquisitively, raising his webbed hands in supplication.
"Olaf be not kidnapping you. I be asking for your help."
"Suspicious," Christopher asked.
"If you need help, why are you asking me and not Zarya?"
Olaf scowled.
"I be not bothering her with me troubles just yet. I be needing another pair of eyes. You be doing the job nicely."
"Gee, thanks," said Christopher dryly. "You know, I really have to get to school, and I've got this thing after with my baby sisters. What about Queen Helena? Is she free?"
"She still be recovering from the last dragon. She not be needing more worries."
"Queen Helena still recovering? Zarya didn't mention this," Christopher said, concerned. "How is she watching over the dragons?"
"She not be watching. She be with me, in my river, away from the wretched things," Olaf said. "Only way to heal."
"But the Underrealm," protested Christopher. "It needs to be protected."
Olaf waved his hands.
"It be protected. King Hector be guarding it."
"No offense, but Hector's a tree," scoffed Christopher. "I get how he and the Golden Kings keep the dragons from escaping the Underrealm through the barrier of their roots, but Fritjof was able to breach them just a year ago. Who's to say another dragon can't do the same?"
"Look, boy,"
Olaf growled, causing the hairs to rise on the back of Christopher's neck.
"It be not for you to decide. Queen Helena be very weak, and she needin' to be free of their presence for a time. Somebody need be protecting her like she always be protecting us."
Okay, fine," said Christopher, giving in. "But I think you should tell this to Zarya. She should know how her mom's doing."
"Olaf not be asking her for help unless it be absolutely necessary. Her mother tell me she not be wanting her involved in Underrealm business until there be no other options. Come with me. I must show you this."
He canted his head.
"I'm confused. Didn't you just say that Queen Helena didn't know?"
"She not be, but Queen Helena still be wanting Zarya away from the dragons. She wanting her to be a normal girl for as long as possible."
"I think that ship has sailed," said Christopher wryly.
"It be not for us to decide,"
said Olaf, waving his long fingered hands vaguely. Despite himself, Christopher asked,
"So you think you found something related to dragons?"